Well, it's almost 3 weeks since Storm Éowyn hit Ireland, leaving more than 768,000 homes, farms, schools and businesses without power. While for some, the outage only lasted a few days, for others, it has been chaotic with no electricity, no heating, no cooking facilities and no running water for over 2 weeks. Yesterday, the ESB managed to restore power to the remaining homes, farms and businesses affected. And one of the last to have power restored was Mary Meehan from Dunmore in County Galway. And she joins me now. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
I hope I'm right in saying that on the 19th day there was light, heat and power. What was it like to have it back?
It was like Christmas morning.
Were you notified well in advance that it was coming back, or was it a surprise?
It was a surprise on Monday evening when the ESB crew, well, the contractors arrived for the ESB outside around 5 o'clock on Monday evening. So we knew then that there was light at the end of the tunnel.
And what have the last few weeks been like for you and your family? Because it has been one of the most enduring, I'd imagine, and in your location for your community also.
It's been very difficult. But I suppose, like everything else, you have to learn to adapt to what life throws at you. So I was bringing cooking in my workplace, which is Garanfee National School. I was bringing in my slow cooker. I was also doing my washing there, between there and my sister's house. I suppose we found the evenings the most difficult when everybody was home again, with no proper heat or light for the first 10-15 days, and then we got the loan of a generator, which we managed. Then you could hook it up in the evening when you were here, so you could get heat going. I think like we were living very minuscule, really.
And you have grown up children. They were also impacted with their study because one, I believe, had online classes. So it was quite widespread, not just keeping warm.
Yes, my son, Kieran, yes, he used to, he was depending on it for online lectures in the evening. So he actually stayed in Galway a few nights. Yeah, he had to stay in B&B. Yeah.
And also your husband, Paul, he's a part-time farmer. So, of course, from that perspective as well, keeping farm work going in these terribly difficult conditions, that also must have added to your strain.
Yes, it's very difficult. Like, he's part-time, so he was dark when he was coming home in the evening, so he had no light, no proper lighting, so with flash lamps and trying to manage. And we had no running water either for the first maybe 5-6 days, which is quite difficult when you have cattle in sheds depending on it. So it's hardship.
We heard of a lot of people obviously frustrated by the response and the length of time, but what do you personally make of the government's response to this storm and the impact?
It was very poor. We live in rural Ireland, but we're not in a remote area. Like in 2025, we should be 19 days out of power. I think the government should have employed or brought in extra crews or more manpower on the ground. And like, we weren't very well informed either. You were getting up every morning feeling very positive, but by evening you were well deflated again. Like no one was informing you. You were going onto the ESB website or power check, but like it was changing from one day to the other as when power would be restored. You might get the 2 days one day and maybe 5 days the next day out again. So it was just up and down all the time. So you couldn't plan properly.
And as you said, such a relief to have the power back after 19 days. Mary Meehan, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning and sharing your story.